Attorney General Ashcroft was scheduled to appear in Milwaukee a few weeks ago. Then it was decided he'd begin a multi-city speaking tour elsewhere. But the Justice Department says Ashcroft will talk this morning to law enforcement personnel at the Milwaukee County War Memorial Building. The Attorney General is expected to focus on what he calls the progress America has made fighting crime and in the war against terror. But Ashcroft's visit is drawing criticism. Milwaukee attorney Art Heitzer is a member of the National Lawyers Guild. He says the Bush administration seems to be interested in amassing power that they don't use against terrorists.
Classic example is the power to go into bookstores and libraries and find out what books people have borrowed and bought, and then orders that the bookstore or the librarian can't even, you know, tell anybody that they were there. And the latest they've said is that they've in fact never used it, which is, you know, a classic example, because what we've been saying, many of us, is that what the government needs to do is use the information it has more intelligently and not just try to delve into everyone's privacy.
Wisconsin Senator Russ Feingold says the Ashcroft speaking tour is essentially a public relations campaign, and that the Bush administration should instead focus on fixing flaws in the Patriot Act. Feingold says that act may infringe on the rights of law-abiding citizens. Attorney Heitzer says the act and Ashcroft's interpretation of what's justified in fighting terrorism need to change.
The vast definition of terrorism, so if there's a, you know, people demonstrating against the war and maybe somebody throws a rock, suddenly, you know, anybody there, they might charge with terrorism instead of, you know, typical disorderly conduct or something like that.
But some people welcome Attorney General Ashcroft's views. Republican candidates planning to run against Senator Feingold next year call Feingold's opposition to the Patriot Act a sign that the Democrat is out of the political mainstream. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.